One of the other questions that we get is about filing an Office of Civil Rights complaint. I wondered if you could just explain a little bit about what the Office of Civil Rights is and why a student might want to file a complaint.
Absolutely. The Office of Civil Rights is part of the Federal Department of Education, and it's the part of the Department of Education whose job it is to investigate harassment and to enforce Title IX. So it's a federal agency, and you can file a complaint with that federal agency if you think that your school is violating Title IX. And then the agency has a whole process that it does. It can investigate, and it can fine the school ultimately, or it may facilitate some sort of conciliation session to try to get the school to improve its response. And in theory, the Office of Civil Rights can even take away a school's federal funding, although this has never actually happened. So there are pluses and minuses to going through the agency as opposed to trying to file a lawsuit. One of the pluses is it's very easy to file a complaint with the Office of Civil Rights. You don't need a lawyer to do that. They have a form on their website, which is listed on the fact sheet that the ACLU and SAFER have put together about Title IX. And I would also refer you to, there's a legal resource kit put out by an organization called Legal Momentum, which is a women's organization. There's a legal resource kit that we list on our fact sheet that basically walks you through how you might file a complaint with the Office of Civil Rights. The downside is that it may not be as big a threat to schools because with a Title IX lawsuit, schools have had to pay out huge settlements, whereas sometimes with the agency, I'm not sure how scared schools really are of the agency actually doing anything to them, although Margaret can tell you about some cases where advocacy with the federal agency has been effective for students seeking change.
Yes, that's right. Harvard University had to change a policy that they had, which required, I believe it was independent corroboration of sexual assault. And one of the faculty members there actually made a complaint to the OCR, and Harvard changed its policy so that the OCR, the Office of Civil Rights, wouldn't find it in violation. And that's an example of a faculty member taking the lead on that, but students could certainly do the same thing. The Office of Civil Rights also fined Eastern Michigan University for its violation, which involved a rape and a murder, which is an extreme case, but it does show that it can be a useful tool, and it certainly is a step, as Ariella said, that's not difficult to take and something you can do on your own.
The other thing is that not everybody has a viable lawsuit under Title IX. You may talk to a lawyer, and the lawyer may say for any number of reasons that you don't have a good case to bring your own lawsuit under Title IX, but you may still be able to get some action out of the university by going through the agency and just generally saying that their procedures aren't working.
Absolutely.